Welcome to Tasting Tuesday, sponsored by Willow Pond Sheep Farm and Garden in New York, the area's only sheep dairy selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. Details available at willowpondsheep.com. Taste New York at Todd Market on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. And the Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And it is a great pleasure to welcome back to Tasting Tuesdays Jeanette Wolf of Catskill Mountain High. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Are you kidding? Anytime at all. It's no, thank you. And thank you for being so available and just being so great.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I'm always so excited to do my favorite thing, which is to talk about cannabis.
And that we can do. What's going on? You brought some new products. It's been about at least a good year since I don't remember exactly. I'd have to check the archives, but it doesn't matter. The point is you are back and you did bring some things to talk about. And by the way, before we get started with your samples here, as the holidays are imminent, Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks now, and then right behind it are the end of the year holidays. Is there anything special about Catskill Mountain High or any recommendations for gifts or anything you want to mention?
Yes, all of those things.
Okay.
This is actually perfect timing because it's coming up to one of our big holidays that we call actually Green Wednesday. So that's a time right before Black Friday for you to kind of stock up for yourself and your loved ones on your holiday feasting day. And for, you know, maybe even for the holidays, some people are stocking up now because that day is known kind of throughout dispensaries as being like a great day to maybe get some of your favorite things for a great price.
Well, what did you bring today?
I brought a couple of really fun things. You know, the first thing that I brought that I was going to talk about was just some really fun different types of chocolates that are on totally different spectrums, right?
Right.
I have something called a microdose button, which for a lot of us is great because as we're going through and we're kinda curious about cannabis and we don't know maybe what dose is great for us, these are great because they are 1 milligram a piece.
Okay.
And you get 100 of them.
Right.
We have a milk chocolate and a dark chocolate. They taste fantastic. They're from I Am Goodness. And they're just, you know, someone like me, maybe I could have two. Someone like my husband could have 10.
Right. Well, because when we say microdose, of course, there's so many variables.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And since everybody kind of reacts differently, this is a nice thing to try because, you know, if you don't know how your body's going to react in this form, a little bit, just a little bit, and it's great. And then I brought the polar opposite, which is the mini bars, which are, I always say this name wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Give it a shot. Come on.
Gron? Gron?
Let me see.
And it is the milk chocolate mini bar. Now, these are small, but pack a big punch. You know, they're about a half of the size of a credit card. Each bite size that is 10 milligrams is about the size of a fingernail. So this is for somebody who is well-versed with cannabis, who knows what dosage works for them, and maybe like something that's a little stronger.
All right. It's from a company called Grown. It has the umlaut over the O.
Yes.
I know that because I have a Scandinavian partner.
Oh, I love that.
Let's take a moment, though, when talking in terms of finding your threshold, your tolerance level, because I think this is a big deal for people. You know, there's nothing worse than when you're trying to microdose or figure that part out of the equation, and then you accidentally perhaps take a little more than you intended to, shall we say, and you can get, you know, anxious.
Yeah,
right? Sometimes there's all sorts of anxiety that manifests when you've overdone it. So, and some of that can also just be psychological because you're concerned about it in the first place. So, what advice do you have?
You know, I always say start low and slow. Because it does take a while also, especially if you're doing a consumable, like if you're eating it, or if you're smoking it, a little bit, just a little bit to start. I always recommend doing it in the evening after you're done with your day. You don't have anything that you're planning to do the rest of that night so that your body has time to also just relax and receive. Right. So you need to be in a safe place that you know that you can just see how your body reacts. And I always recommend to start with a very small amount, whether you're smoking or eating it.
Yeah. So it don't just rely on your friend or whoever you might be enjoying this with, because everybody's different, first of all, right? Not just body mass and how much sleep you've gotten and your mood, but there could be so many other, like what you've eaten in the last 24 hours. I mean, there's so many
things. Yeah, what you've eaten, medications you might be on So it's
always good
to make sure that there's no contraindications with anything medically, because things that adjust your metabolism adjust how you metabolize cannabis in a big way.
Okay. Thank you for your sober advice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know,
because this is supposed to be, you want people to have a positive experience.
You want people to have,
first of all, just as as a business person too, right? As well as just being a nice patient, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You want their maybe their first experience wasn't a great experience.
Right.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Right. I always also highly recommend to read the package of whatever you're going to eat, right? Because or smoke or whatever you have with you, because that package will tell you a lot of details that maybe even the person that gave it to you, if it was from a friend, as we're coming into like Friendsgivings and different holidays where we're gift giving with each other. And this is a really fun stocking stuffer for folks. It's like,
Good point. Also
the white elephants and things when people bringing alcohol, this is a really nice, you know, just something that's different that is super popular for gift giving. So I always recommend reading the packages.
It's a salient suggestion. What else did you brought? Anything else?
I did. I brought so many fun things. Okay,
oh my
the other
God.
Thing that I really wanted to talk about that's brand new is something from Heirloom. So
spelled Ayrloom.
They do amazing things. You know, they have pre-rolled joints for us. They have vapes. They also do these amazing canna cocktails. So these are cocktails that have no alcohol. This is, and this is a rosé. It is 10 milligrams of THC in this can and 10 milligrams of CBC. So for me, when I drink this, it is similar to maybe two glasses of wine.
Right.
And really nice, kind of giggly, fun feeling. Also, like my neighbors always call it, a very social edible. So nice for sharing around the table.
Gotcha. And we're not tasting this here on the air, by the way, just so you know. I want to make that clear. We're sampling visually and conversationally.
Yeah, which is, you know, this it's yeah. fun. That's fun. That's it's
totally. I love this. This is a lot of fun. I'm having a blast.
Something else that I brought.
Oh, Lord, she's just brought in the mother load. And this is a sealed plastic bag or what have you, right? It's not shrink wrapped, but it's and it looks just like a real huge amount of cannabis.
Yeah, it does. And that's why I brought it in, because it's actually hemp. So this is CBD flower. It looks exactly the same. It smokes the same. It feels very different.
That's worthy of a photo.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. The reaction when he walked in, when he saw it on the floor,
it's like,
it was priceless.
Whoa. I don't know if you got the memo, Jeanette.
I can bring 3 ounces of cannabis in? What? But yeah, no, hemp is great because for me especially, we do sell CBD flower at the store and combinations with cannabis and CBD for real nice low doses for both smoking and eating. And the thing I love about CBD flower is it really just relaxes my mind and my body, but it doesn't necessarily give me that euphoric high feeling.
Gotcha.
So
it just and a lot of people really are looking for the former. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this.
Lovely.
Yeah. And can you just let people know how they can find Catskill Mountain High out there on the interwebs?
Absolutely. So we have got a website at Catskill, mtnhigh.com. Right. And then we also have cmh.green as well as another okay. fun thing to go on to check. We kind of been using the CMH Green as a place to advertise events.
I see.
But most of the events are still on the main website as well as mm-hmm. Cats from
Adam. You have a newsletter?
Or like we do have a newsletter.
So people should just get on there and subscribe. While you're at it, you could go to WKZE.com and subscribe to our newsletter as well. Just scroll down to the bottom of the homepage there and plug in your email. Okay, well, this has been, I've been talking with Jeanette Wolf from Catskill Mountain High. And Jeanette, you're going to be able to make our holiday party on the 20th
at
the Falcon in Marlboro. Not too far.
I would love that.
You can get down there pretty fast. Stop by for a little while.
I would love that.
You know, stop. You could.
I'll bring some can of cocktails.
I was going to say, or you can, well. You can stop. You can fill some stockings or stuff some stockings that's... while you're down there, for sure. But it would be great to see you, and thank you so much for coming. We'll have you back on in the spring or something like that. How's that sound?
That sounds absolutely perfect.
Great. Thank you. 98.1 KZE.